Box Office, Tom Holland and Uncharted stay number one. By Breitbart News on February 28, 2022. New York, AP, for the eighth time in the last 2.5 months, a movie starring Tom Holland is number one at the box office. The Sony Pictures video game adaptation Uncharted, starring Holland and Mark Wahlberg, led ticket sales for its second weekend of release with $23.3 million, according to studio estimates Sunday. Uncharted held well, too, dropping a modest 46% from its $44 million debut. In 2 weeks, it's made $83.4 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters. Uncharted, a long-in-development adventure film about lost treasure that cost $120 million to make, is packing theaters overseas, too. With a mid-March China release date still looming, Uncharted added $58.3 million overseas, bringing its worldwide gross to $226.4 million so far. The film's robust international sales includes $46.7 million in 2 weeks in Russia, where studios have thus far elected to keep movies in release after the country invaded Ukraine earlier in the week. The Ukrainian Film Academy on Saturday called for a boycott of the Russian film industry following the invasion. On the heels of the blockbuster business for Spider-Man: No Way Home, the success of Uncharted has minted the expanding star power of the 25-year-old Holland. No Way Home, which led the box office 6 times over December and January, is still one of the top draws in theaters. This weekend, it landed in third place with $5.8 million, edging it closer to $800 million in domestic ticket sales. While both Uncharted and Spider-Man: No Way Home have benefited from brand recognition, rarely has one movie star reigned so much over a 12-week span in theaters. Star power, too, has kept the Channing Tatum-led dog at the number 2 spot. The MGM release, which Tatum co-directed with Reed Carolan, declined just 32% with $10.1 million in its second weekend of release. So far, the film, in which Tatum plays an Army Ranger paired with an Army dog on a road trip, has made $30.9 million against a $15 million budget. With the release of Warner Brothers' The Batman coming on Friday, few new wide releases opened in theaters, and the ones that did struggled to make an impression. The Foo Fighters horror comedy Studio 666, released by Open Road and Briarcliff Entertainment, went the widest, opening in 2,306 theaters. The movie, starring Dave Grohl and company as themselves while making their 10th record in a haunted house, debuted with $1.5 million. The repeated delayed Cyrano, starring Peter Dinklage, launched in 797 theaters and totaled $1.4 million for MGM. The musical, directed by Joe Wright, has been warmly received by critics, might have benefited from a boost in Oscar nominations, but after several major Golden Globe nominations, it landed only a nod for costume design. The new release that performed best is 5 decades old. Paramount's 50th anniversary remastered release of Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather debuted with $900,000 in 156 theaters. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Uncharted, $23.3 million. 2. Dog, $10.1 million. 3. Spider-Man, No Way Home, $5.8 million. 4. Death on the Nile, $4.5 million. 5. Jackass Forever, $3.2 million. 6. Sing 2, $2.1 million. 7. Marry Me, $1.9 million. 8. Studio 666, $1.6 million. 9. Cyrano, $1.4 million. 10. Scream, $1.3 million.